Hi friends, this is the channel Uniquely Mary, and this is just a short follow-up video to a previous video with a question of, is the time of mercy ending? And if you didn't get a chance to watch that video, you can find it on my video list. So this is just a question on Pope Francis. And this has been kind of my observation that many of us don't understand him and his mission. Now, when Jesus speaks about it, the door of mercy, in that quote from the Divine Mercy Diary, you know, often in the Gospels, he uses people and things, and he uses kind of these metaphors. So for instance, he says, I'm the door, I'm the way, I'm the truth. And I think in a similar way in our church, people can serve as doors, as ways, because of the example and the mission that they're given. So in this sense, we can use as a metaphor the Pope, that the Pope is like a door. Now, often that's been used as a metaphor, the Pope being the doorman for heaven, the Pope having the keys, because those were given to St. Peter. But in this sense, I want to use a metaphor that Pope Francis is a door, and that more specifically, Pope Francis is the door of mercy. And if you were to see everything that he has done in his ministry in light of mercy, now what does that mean? That means that God is trying to get as many people and save as many people as possible. Now imagine you had a boat, people fell off and they were drowning, and you were trying to get people back on the boat. You would use any means, you wouldn't care. You would bend every possible rule in order to save people. I believe that's the mission of Pope Francis. Now this has been confusing to many people because he's, well, trying to bend some rules. But what's the purpose of the rules? The rules are to guide us and help us get to heaven. And so Pope Francis, since he has the keys, he has this power to change a few things in order to get as many people on the boat as possible. In this sense, I think we should think of him as the door of mercy. Now, there's a very interesting event that happens just after Jesus gives Peter the keys. So this is the story. So Jesus gives Peter the keys. He gives him this authority, which means that Peter has authority over Jesus, which is kind of crazy for us. So in a following scene, what happens is Peter goes and tells these people, oh yes, that we're going to pay the taxes, that my master and I, we're going to pay the taxes. Well, he has a conversation with Jesus, and Jesus asks him, Peter, did I tell you that we were going to pay the taxes? Aren't in fact the citizens of heaven exempt from paying the taxes? But since I gave you authority over me, here are two coins for you to go and pay that off. In other words, Peter said something and spoke for Jesus before asking Jesus. Jesus wasn't supposed to pay the taxes because he was exempt. However, since Peter opened his mouth and spoke for Jesus, and Jesus had just given him authority, Jesus said, okay, I'll do what you say. And that's when they find those coins in the mouth of the fish. So what this illustrates to us is that Jesus allows St. Peter and his successors to have authority over him, even if it's not the best thing ever. And he does it for a purpose. Now, I believe that specifically the mission that has been given to Pope Francis has been to be this door of mercy. What happens when he dies? The door of mercy will close. And what will happen when the door of mercy closes? I'm not going to answer that. I'll leave that to you. But I'll leave this quote on the screen so that you can think about it. So my friends, we should pray for Pope Francis, understand his mission, be thankful for how he is, and be ready for when he dies. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.